Manu Kelly is from Ngāti Pūka, Ngāti Hauā, and is an entrepreneur, a community development leader, and an advocate for sustainable Māori economic development. With more than two decades of experience of building Māori-led enterprises and innovative industries, particularly in the Tairawhiti. Manu, hoki mai, good to catch up with you again for another kōrero.
Kia ora, Dale.
Thank you. Now, could you tell us about this judgment that we're focusing on today? You says it makes clear that directors share responsibility for compliance failures. What do you see as the most significant implications of the court's findings for the two companies involved? You might be kind enough to set the stage with a bit of an overview of what has occurred for our listeners, please, Manu.
Yeah, so basically there's a property in Tairawhiti. It's inland from Tolaga. That's had a forest, like a pine plantation on it. And they began harvesting, I think it was around 2013-14. So there's a landowner and a company called Woodlet Investments, I think, and then Samnick were the owners of the trees themselves. So there's the property owner and the tree owner. They began harvesting. They had contractors who were cowboys and didn't do a good job. Created a lot of slash, and I think it was 2017 after Cyclone Cook that council first looked into what was going on the property and realised that, yeah, there's pretty poor practice there. They issued some abatement notices saying you need to clean up your mess. That didn't happen and it carried on. And over the years, pretty much every year, there was some kind of enforcement action against the forest owners and the property owner. And that culminated in prosecutions. The contractor was prosecuted eventually, and the companies themselves were also taken to court. That didn't stop them. They still didn't clean up the mess. And so council issued what are called enforcement orders, which is basically you need to fix this or you're going to court again and potentially much more serious, because they, instead of just having the companies listed, they included the directors of those companies' names facing, you know, personal liability for their role in the ongoing mess that they'd created. So the company directors obviously didn't like that. Part of the purpose of having a limited liability company is to be able to hide behind that. And if something goes wrong, you can walk away. And so one of the companies accepted it, and Guy Duncan Woodhouse, who's based in Tauranga, is the landowner. He's done a lot to try and fix the problem, put a lot of his own money into that, ended up selling his cars and I think his house potentially as well, mortgage that, to try and sort of fix up what the contractor had left behind. He wasn't involved at the time, but realised that he had to take responsibility as the landowner. Meanwhile, the other company that owned the trees, the directors there fought this thing tooth and nail the whole way through the courts. I don't know how much they've spent, but I'm guessing it might be more than $1 million, which is more than what they would have needed to pay if they'd just contributed to the cleanup. They've opposed these enforcement orders and challenged not only the council, but then the Environment Court's decision to hold them liable. And that's made its way to the High Court. And this decision was the High Court saying, actually, the Environment Court was right. I think there were 9 grounds of appeal that Samnick, the company directors, had put forward as what they thought was incorrect use of the Resource Management Act. And the High Court's come back saying, actually, the Environment Court judge was correct and you guys are personally liable. The law allows the court to name you. And so that's come back in favour of both the council and the Environment Court. And so our group, Manatai Au Tairawhiti, was party to those proceedings, and we're very happy that the High Court's upheld the Environment Court's decision to make sure that those directors of these companies are liable and take it seriously and can't just walk away and if something goes wrong, have no personal responsibility for what happens. It's much too easy in those situations for that to happen.
Yeah, tēnā koe. Thanks so much for the overview. It's comprehensive too. So those of you listening in today recognise that this perhaps isn't an isolated situation. When it comes to felling the predominantly pine forests here, and respect the position that Mana Te Ao Tai Rāwhiti have in the proceedings, you know, it's very easy for directors to feel as though they are buffered from responsibility. These court findings suggest that is not the case. Do we know, you've mentioned the landowner who seems like a more principled guy who's, you know, if you're going to get into the mix to try and make some money, sometimes it doesn't work out. Hey, cop it on the chin, as everybody else has to. What about Samnak? Where did the shareholdings take us there? Is it a New Zealand-owned company? Is there any Māori involvement in it? And what can we learn from what has occurred here and try and mitigate situations similar going forward, Manu?
Yeah, so it's got three directors, Samnak, and it's, you know, predominantly New Zealand shareholders, I believe. I'm not sure there's any Māori shareholders or land involved, other than it's in the Uwawa catchment. But there are, so this is, I think there's been five enforcement orders issued to date for different companies, and there's another three underway where council have presented draft orders to the companies involved, and some of those are Māori landowners further north in Tai Rāwhiti. And what we've had there in the recent days or over this year really is a series of correspondence between a company called Summit Forests, which has been in New Zealand for about 15 years. It's owned by one of Japan's largest corporations, one of these sort of I don't know, it's 400 or 500 years old, one of the world's biggest companies, and it owns 100% of Summit Forests, which again are owning the trees and managing these plantations. And I've been warned that enforcement order proceedings are likely to happen if they don't sort out the situation. And that's on some Māori land up around Te Araroa. And they've gone to the ministers and said, this isn't good. You've put our company directors on the draft enforcement orders, and all of these companies don't like it when the directors are named in these orders. It's not good for the individuals and not good for the company, and particularly because they could be faced with a conviction in the courts for breaching the RMA. So they've gone to the ministers, and then we've had letters from Mark Patterson, who's New Zealand First Minister for Rural Communities, from Todd McClay, Minister for Primary Industries and Forestry, and from David Seymour as Minister for Regulation, all complaining to District Council that they've been too hard on these poor companies and they shouldn't be naming directors in the enforcement proceedings, and they're being heavy-handed. So that's pretty disappointing that we see ministers of the Crown, you know, going into bat for multinational company profits and interests over the protection of citizens and communities and catchments within the country. Yeah. And very disappointing.
And very inappropriate, don't you think, bearing in mind that it's been through the Environment Court, there have been enforcement orders, all of them ignored. And when we look at the damage that the slash did during Gabrielle and subsequent weather events, we know just how heavy it can be on the environment and therefore on the people who call that region home. So, yeah, it does seem a bit rich. I'll pose that to our politicians when we get a chance too about that sort of intervention. So the judgment has been made. The director's named and shamed. It's still not cleaned up, though. Really, that's at the heart of all of this. Do you think it ever will be?
Yeah, certainly there's efforts that have been made. Some external contractors for the Samnak Forest have been brought in and seem to be doing a good job. And that's what we're finding with these enforcement orders. It's the only thing that the company seems to take seriously when the directors are actually personally liable. You know, there's been prosecutions in the past and they pay a fine, and that's sort of the cost of doing business in some ways. And it's a fraction of the profits that they're able to make from their business models, which are really in Tai Rāwhiti based on an outdated sort of understanding of land use. And they thought they could just externalize the costs into the catchments and take the profits. But these enforcement orders seem to be working by and large, where companies and their directors certainly take it seriously once they're named and required by the court to fix the problem. And so we're seeing some good progress with most of those enforcement orders that have been put in place to date. So yeah, there's some hope there. You'd hope that the companies would be proactive and be looking at the risks and going and doing that work. And we've encouraged council to, you know, vary the consents for these harvests and get the companies to go and look at the situations on their properties and look at whether enforcement orders might be something that's coming down the line, and they should be proactive in that. So hopefully they're doing that. But we're seeing some good progress as a result of this. It's unfortunate because it costs ratepayers to take them to court, and we've been lucky with Manatia. We've got an awesome KC lawyer, Alanya Lima, who's based in Ōtautahi, but she's from Uawa, and she's been working pro bono for us, which has been amazing over the last few years. And she's the one that really encouraged us to put the pressure on council to take these enforcement orders, and they seem to be working really well.
Tēnā koe, and thanks for keeping us abreast of what is going on. We'll continue to follow these issues because we know how devastating the slash was during those heavy weather events, and if it's not addressed, it will continue to cause the levels of destruction, and the way it just all ended up on the beaches. You know, I mean, we just can't continue down that lane without some action. Appreciate your oversight on this one, Manu. Thanks very much for joining us once again on Wātea. Mihi ana kākoe.
Kapoi.
Tēnā koe.